Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ashley with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. The Bureau of Meteorology has published a new update on the tropical cyclone Jasper. The cyclone is currently a Category 1 system and is around 265 kilometers east-northeast of Cairns currently, and 350 kilometers north-northeast of Townsville. It is expected to re-intensify today as it moves towards the coast and cross into a Category 2 system tomorrow, most likely between Cooktown and Innisfail. In national news, the first people of Northern Territory have waited 8 months for their stolen generation class action settlement. About 2,000 claimants are still waiting for Shine lawyers to distribute $50 million in a settlement payment. The descendants of the stolen generation are confused about why it's taking so long for them to receive their compensation. An off-duty volunteer surf lifeguard pulled 8 swimmers from a rip in Ostonmer Beach in New South Wales on Monday night. The group of teenagers were luckily saved in the state's south coast in a mass rescue operation. The unpatrolled lifeguard delivers a serious warning after the close call. The lifeguard warns the public of the dangers of late-night swimming on unpatrolled beaches. It just highlights the message that you should always swim in between the flags. In international news, the global protest for Palestine continues following the clothing brand Zara's extremely controversial campaign that features bodies being wrapped in white cloths in bags. The genocide in Gaza is intensifying as Palestinians are being forced out of their homes despite the Israeli government stating that they have no intention of staying permanently in Gaza. And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a 5% chance of showers. It's currently 26 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 30. The UV index is predicted to reach an extreme of 13. And that's all for your news at 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.